Here are today's top stories. People are leaving Chicago in droves, but that's not the headline. The headline is that although they are leaving in droves, they are leaving New York in more droves. So what's the takeaway? My theory? Nobody wants to pay $4,000 for a two-bedroom apartment that you share with rats. But the buildings are so tall! Hillary Clinton is the nominee for the Democrats after big wins yesterday in New Jersey and California. Now, what's Bernie going to do? Well, he's been getting calls from Democrats all day, including President Obama. I think we have a recording of that call. Hello? Hello? Oh, Bernie, hello? No, Bernie, I'm calling you. Hello? Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing Jimmy John's for their non-compete clause. I guess they have a clause that says if you work for them, you can't work for another bland sandwich shop. Madigan says it's too stringent and then says that the chips cut the roof of her mouth. Bobby Brown. You remember Bobby Brown? He told the TV today that he had sex with a ghost. Bobby, that wasn't a ghost. Crack cocaine has been known to make people pale. Protesters took to United Airlines headquarters today to complain about all the hidden fees, the bag charges, the lack of legroom, the delays, the price. Oh, wait, this just in. No, it was just about the union contract. Never mind. Sorry. Nothing to see here. A dozen people were arrested while protesting at the Walmart in the West Loop. Really? Walmart protests are so yesterday. It's 2016. Let's get a new villain. What about the Apple Store or the protein bar? Too much protein! Too much protein! I'm not going to have to chain myself to the door! Too much protein! Fossils found in Indonesia point to the theory that there were once hobbits living among us. When hearing this news, Tom Cruise was like, Papa? They found Papa? In weather, oh, what a beauty. But this weekend, it's going to get hot. In sports, the Cubs won again today, taking 2-3 from the Phillies. Albert Amora was out in left field. He caught a couple balls like a champ. Now get back to the minors. The White Sox got blown out by the Nationals last night to continue their slide. Tonight, James Shields takes the mound. If you're keeping score, the Sox are now 500 and in fourth place in the AL Central. Take a bow, guys. You sucked it up in May, and now June? It's even worse. The turnaround has to happen soon, or this season, it's a wash. Not good. The Bears were busy today as we found out that free agent backup center Manny Ramirez didn't want to play anymore, so he retired. Always good news in June. I guess it's better than October. Eddie Goldman is 15 pounds lighter, which he attributes to less Buffalo Wild Wings. Nah. Nope. There's no way that wings make you fat. I'm not buying it. Too tasty. And tonight, the NBA Finals head to Cleveland. The Warriors are up 2-0. So tonight's a big night for the series. The Cavs have been great at home during the playoffs, but something tells me it's over by Sunday. And finally tonight, a new business in Chicago is blowing up, edible candles. So you now have to never worry about leaving the candle burning. Just be careful, because you know that wax is going to have to come out eventually. Ugh. That's the carryout for June 8th, 2016. Hey, speaking of wax, did you order the hot dog? Good, because we wrapped it so tight in wax paper, it's going to take like 20 minutes to open it.